Governor Cuomo's former top aide, Joe Percoco, is on trial in federal district court in Manhattan, charged with engineering two bribery schemes. One of the companies accused of participating in the crimes received funding through the state's economic development programs. The top two leaders of Core Development are co-defendants in the trial. In May, the former head of SUNY Polytechnic Institute, Elaine Calleros, who spearheaded many of the governor's economic development projects, faces charges including bid rigging of state contracts. The chair of Cuomo's Empire State Development Agency, Howard Zemsky, told lawmakers at a budget hearing that he has complete confidence in the integrity of the projects that he oversees, including ones ESD took over from the troubled SUNY Polytechnic.
We're doing a heck of a job with oversight of a myriad of projects, and there are many that we took control of that, you know, were in some degree of stagnation.
Zemsky, a Buffalo businessman who is paid $1 a year by the state for his work, told reporters outside the hearing that he does not expect the ongoing corruption trials to affect the work of his agency.
I recognize that there's always going to be someone along the way, but, you know, we should be careful not to paint this really amazingly positive process with an inappropriately negative brushstroke because of what someone may or may not have done.
Inside the hearing, several lawmakers told Zemsky that they want more oversight of the economic development programs going forward and will need more details before they approve more money. Senate Finance Committee Chair Kathy Young says in the governor's budget proposal there are hundreds of millions of dollars in projects that offer few details. She also questioned the track record of past projects, including companies creating far fewer jobs than expected and firms backing out of projects after the state spent millions building facilities for them.
We actually are falling down in our duties if we just do a blank check or rubber stamp these funds without actually understanding what projects they're going for.
Young and other lawmakers questioned $300 million in the governor's budget earmarked for high-tech projects. Buffalo area Assemblyman Ray Walter asked Zemsky if the money is actually intended as a bailout for the troubled SUNY Polytechnic Institute and bad investments made by former head Calleros, including some balloon payments that are soon coming due.
I just want to clarify, though, are we ruling out using this $300 million high-technology fund for bailing out any of these current projects?
Zemsky says his agency has been helping SUNY Poly with some debt refinancing, and he says the school is an important asset that needs to be preserved.
I would imagine there'll be a combination of more business activity and refinanced debts. But if you're saying, are we going to write a $50 million check to SUNY Poly and call it a bailout, I would say no.
And he told lawmakers in the future ESD will not ask for money for anything that is inappropriately risky. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.